Hershey, Pennsylvania. That the recipes are nearly identical. Jim St. John is Hershey's master chocolatier.
The milk, sugar, and chocolate were all cooked together in the British Isles. So we're buying their stuff. It's their specification. It's what the Cadbury family first brought over here to the States.
But on the package it says milk first on the English Cadbury and sugar first on the American Cadbury.
Yes, that's true. And that's because the rules around labeling are different in England than they are in the United States. They count all the milk, including the water that was in the milk. In the United States, we can't count the water.
But there is one crucial difference, and why Hershey's had to change the recipe to comply with U.S. federal regulations.
What they sell in England can't be sold in the United States and be called milk chocolate because they add fats other than cocoa butter. They're using palm and shea oils. We're only using cocoa butter.
So palm oil, shea oil, that's not part of what's considered chocolate in the United States,
right,
according to FDA standards.
Right, so that is not a chocolate in the United States.
So those remembrances of warm feelings past are triggered by palm and shea oils? Well, even so, why not let the little store in Greenwich Village sell the original Cadbury chocolate? What's the big deal to Hershey?
Our intention is not to go after the smaller shops, but when we started seeing this formula in the mass retailers, that's when we got concerned, because it's a slippery slope.
But say the Brits, it's not just about Cadbury. Hershey's has successfully blocked other British brands, like Toffee Crisp, made by Nestle in the UK, because its wrapper, says Hershey's, looks like their Reese's peanut butter cups. And England's Yorkie bar can no longer be imported because its name sounds like Hershey's York peppermint patty.
Get the sensation.
So now here is a Yorkie bar from England, and you all won't allow this because the name is too similar to a York peppermint patty.
We own the name York. York peppermint patty, you know, started out in York, Pennsylvania.
York, Yorkshire, you know, War of the Roses. The grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill, and they wouldn't eat Cadbury's again.
So, as Easter nears, where are we? Cadbury US versus Cadbury UK. A tempest at a tea shop, perhaps. But when it comes to Toffee Crisps and the Yorkie bar, non-nationalist observers like lawyer and tea and sympathy customer Yetta Kurland wonder if Hershey's isn't being just a tad overprotective of its intellectual property.
We want to recognize and respect licenses and contracts between companies, but we ought to be careful that we're also letting people engage in commerce and run their businesses.
$4.95, sir. Do you need a bag?
Reporting for the PBS NewsHour from New York, this is economics correspondent Paul Salmon.